This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. A Sketch of Mateship by Henry Dawson, read by Linda Wilcox. Bill and Jim, professional shearers, were coming into Burke from the Queensland side. They were horsemen and had two pack horses. At the last camp before Burke, Jim's pack horse got disgusted and homesick during the night and started back for the place where he was fond. Jim was little more than a new chum jackaroo. He was no bushman, and generally got lost when he went down the next gully. Bill was a bushman, so it was decided that he should go back to look for the horse. Now Bill was going to sell his pack horse, a well-bred mare, in Burke, and he was anxious to get her into the yards before the horse sales were over. This was to be the last day of the sales. Jim was the best barracker of the two. He had great imagination. He was a very entertaining storyteller and conversationalist in social life, and a glib and a most impressive liar in business. So it was decided that he should hurry on into Burke with the mare and sell her for Bill, £7 reserve. The next day, Bill turned up with the missing horse and saw Jim standing against a veranda post of the Carrier's Arms with his hat down over his eyes and thoughtfully spitting in the dust. Bill rolled over to him. "Hello, Jim."
"Hello, Bill. I see you got him."
"Yes, I got him."
Pause.
"Where'd you find him?"
"About 10 miles back, near Fort's Bridge. He was just feeding along."
Pause. Jim shifted his feet and spat in the dust.
"Who are you?"
said Bill at last.
"How did you get on, Jim?"
"Oh, all right," said Jim. "I sold a mare."
"That's right," said Bill. "How much did she fetch?"
8 quids. And then rousing himself a little and showing some emotion, "And I couldn't got 10 quids for her if I hadn't been a damn fool."
"Oh, that's good enough," said Bill. "I couldn't have got 10 quids if I waited."
"Oh, it's no use crying. 8 quids is good enough."
"Did you get the stuff?"
"Oh, yes. They parted all right, if I hadn't been such a damn fool and rushed it. There was a fella that would have given 10 quids for the mare."
"Oh, don't break your back about it," said Bill. 8 quids is good enough."
"Yes, but I couldn't have got 10, said Bill languidly, putting his hand in his pocket.
Pause. Bill sat waiting for him to hand over the money, but Jim withdrew his empty hand, stretched, and said,
"Well, Bill, I done it in.
Lent us a couple of notes."
Jim had been drinking and gambling all night, and he'd lost the 8 pounds as well as his own money.
Bill didn't explode. What was the use?
He should have known that Jim wasn't to be trusted with money in town. It was he who had been the fool. He sighed and lent Jim a note, and they went in to have a drink. Now it strikes me that if this had happened in a civilized country like England, Bill would have had Jim arrested and jailed for larceny as a bailee or embezzlement or whatever it was. And would Bill or Jim or the world had been any better for it? End of A Sketch of Mateship by Henry Lawson.